Hi, I'm Tracy. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I'm powerless over food.
Hi, Tracy.
You know, coming here tonight, this is my first time I've ever shared in front of a panel, and my thoughts were just, I'm still so new 3 years later, 3 years abstinent. Do I really have enough to share? And then I thought about where I had come from, and I realized what a difference this program has made in my life and what a difference it was to turn my will and my life over to the care of a higher power as I understand him, and I call my higher power God. But that wasn't always the case. For me, step three, this concept of willingness and the promises that we get from that willingness really took a long time for me to understand and for me to have it really grow in my heart. I was not a person who had a religion before I came to this program. I felt I was spiritual. I believed that, you know, there was sort of a God everywhere, but certainly that God was not intervening in my life. And then I also believed that God was intervening in my life and testing me and putting me through trials and tribulations. And I since have come to understand a concept of a higher power as I understand him as a loving God who is just there to support me, but I still exercise my free will. And that's where my willingness comes in, because if I'm willing to let go and let my higher power do for me what I can't do for myself, and I'm also willing to do the work that it takes for me to follow the path, there are going to be changes and the promises are going to come true. And the way that that worked for me was I really took to heart also Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And when I read We Agnostics, it spoke to me. And I realized I was simply in a debating club. And I simply was continually asking for the hard proof and failing to notice the miracles in my life that were happening as a result of this program. And those miracles were, first of all, getting abstinent. For me, not having a food thought and then acting on it was a miracle. When I realized, once I got abstinent, that my food thoughts monopolized my mind every second of my day. It was, okay, I ate this, so I can't eat this next. And so what am I going to eat next here? But I know I want to have this later, so that means I shouldn't have this now. And then, but if, oh, darn, I did eat that, so now I can't have anything for this. And it just, all this squirreling, these constant thoughts, this anxiety. I shouldn't probably touch that microphone. This anxiety in my heart, just this vice around my heart, and this hamster wheel, squirrel wheel, whatever you want to call it, just again around and around in my brain. And then I became abstinent, and slowly but surely, committing my food every day, I realized I was only thinking about my food once a day. I wasn't even thinking about it really when I was eating it, because it was like, okay, this is the food. It wasn't this constant battle, this constant debate club in my mind of what can I have now and what can't I have now. And then I realized that that's the same way I was thinking about my higher power and my willingness to turn my life and my will over to my higher power. I was in the debate club of, well, if he exists, then why hasn't he X, Y, Z, W, Q, you know? If he really is here for me, why am I still... And I realized that I was just debating myself and my will. I wasn't really debating him. And when I finally said, okay, I give. I am never going to win this argument. No one is ever going to convince me that he is here with me and support me. And I'm never going to convince myself that he isn't, because I see the literal miracles happening. Like when my coworker thinks they're being so nice and they pick up the treat And they bring it over to my desk and say, this is for you. I thought of you with this thing. And I say, no, thank you. Really appreciate the thought. That was not me. That was my higher power, because there's no way that before this program I could walk that thing back over. That thing would have been eaten before I had the thought I could get up and walk it over. I mean, there was no filter. There was no pause. So the pause in and of itself started becoming this evidence of a higher power to me. And then I became willing to open myself more and more up to this concept. And as a result, now 3 years later, I'm willing to open up my mind and my heart to the idea that God loves me. And for me, and some of you in this room are looking at me going, yes, I know this is a hard thing for you, because they know. For me, the idea that I was worthy of really anyone's love, but especially God's love, was just a really hard concept for me. The idea that I was worthy, even though I had made mistakes in my life, that I wasn't a mistake. And that's where these, you know, step four promises come in too. You know, a promise that as we face these problems, they actually lose their power. And just as food began to lose its power over me, once I let go and admit I was powerless over it, I could not control it. There were certain things that I ate that once I started eating them, I couldn't stop eating them. And for me, part of my abstinence is anything I can't just eat one of. Anything I can't just eat one of. And there are a lot of things like that for me. And then there's, you know, some big, big things like sugar and flour that have captured my soul before, really. But I could binge on anything. You know, once everything was gone and I was still triggered and feeling feelings that I needed to stuff down with something else, you know, I could take vegetables and binge on them. It was not a matter of the specific thing anymore once I had feelings I couldn't deal with. Because what I realized in this program is that I never learned proper coping mechanisms, how I grew up. And I only coped with what I knew how to do. And that was okay, because it saved my life at the time I needed it to. But there's a better way now. I know from this program that I no longer need to use this substance of food, my drug of choice, to heal my heart. Because I'm going to feel feelings, but they have a beginning and an end. And so food has begun to lose its power over me. And it's begun to separate, create a safe distance so that I can be most anywhere and be okay. You know, and that wasn't true at the beginning. There were still people, places, and things that I did not have that ability to separate myself from. But having continued in my steps, I've realized that we can get both the physical and the emotional sobriety that we need in turning it over to a higher power, to the program, to working the steps, then, and that will give us the space to be anywhere we need to be. Okay, great. Because what I did want to share was that for me, I was very much stuck in the third step for quite some time. Part of it was because I was scared to death to take a moral and fearless inventory. Let's be honest, okay? I did not want to go there. I was really afraid of what was going to be in the closet, in the attic of my mind. And I was right to be afraid. There were some very scary things that I had to get on paper. But I do feel great that I got them out. It is worth it, I'll tell you that. But the other thing that was holding me back in step three was this concept that I had convinced myself that somehow if I couldn't turn all of myself, all of my will and my life over to this higher power, whoever that was, that I wasn't really taking step three. And I was really judging myself harshly and being very hard on myself, saying, you know, you're not really turning it all over, Tracy. You're just, you know, you're turning little pieces over, and that's not really what they meant in step three. And then I heard a very wise speaker at another retreat, some of you might know him, Don, who helped me to understand that, you know, credit where credit's due, he's the one who gave me the idea. What it meant to turn my will and my life over in the third step really meant having the willingness to take the next step, and then to take the next step after that, and to take the next step after that, and to take the next step after that. It didn't mean that everything in my life was going to suddenly, miraculously be better, because I was going to be able to turn everything over to my higher power. Because what I learned was, and this was my first experience with this, I'm human. I'm never going to be able to turn it all over at once, nor does my higher power want me to. My higher power, for me, has lifted the shades over my eyes incrementally and slowly, so I wouldn't go blind and get scared and go run in the closet and eat my foods. Because if I had been awakened all at once to all of these feelings and all of this knowledge, I couldn't handle it. But my higher power knows that and is gentle and says, that's okay. All I'm asking you is to be willing to do just this next thing. And then when I get there, he says, okay, how about you be willing to do just this next thing? And that's how my abstinence has evolved, because it hasn't always been the same. Although I am abstinent 3 years in certain things, my abstinence list has grown. And just because I may have eaten those things last year doesn't mean I'm not abstinent today. I've changed, and my mind and my heart, my willingness has grown. And I'm sure it will grow. I'm sure there are definitely things in my plan that I look at. I just had this willingness the other day. I'm flour free. So I thought, oh, here's a gluten-free thing that I can have. And I ate it, and it was way too much like the thing that I'm trying to avoid in the first place. And went, okay, that needs to go on the plan. And that's okay. And that wasn't a slip in my opinion and in my sponsor's opinion, because it was something that legitimately, you know, it's gluten-free, it's not that, but now I look at it, I had it and went, okay, that was not the best thing I could have done for myself that day. And so the next day, it's not on my plan. And that's how I've grown, because I don't have to be worried as a result of these promises that I can do that experiment and it doesn't work and then my whole life is over. I may as just well binge and drive through places and do all that because I had an experiment that didn't work. Nor do sometimes when I have an experiment that does work, do I go, oh, I need to put that on my plan every day. I realize that I need to turn that over to my higher power as well and say, okay, that experiment worked with that, but now that's, you know, we'll come back to that another time. So really, I just want to say how grateful I am to be here and that you've listened to me for this time. And to let you know that the promises are true. They really are true for me. And I can see how they'll continue to be true as I continue to grow in the program. Thank you for letting me share.